get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. That's right, you gotta get up, gotta get going. It's Monday morning, and I am here this morning with Christy Costello. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
She is here, I'm pretty excited about this, to talk to us about the Kimberly Tower Foundation and also a little bit about her business, too, because Costello is a pretty familiar name in Pensacola.
Yes, ma'am.
So why don't we start there, and we'll talk about what you do, and then if you can tell us how the foundation got started.
I sure can.
Great to have you this morning.
Thank you. So I'm Christy Costello, along with my husband, Darren Costello. We own Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on Fairfield and Lillian on the west side of Pensacola. We, for a full-size butcher shop, deli, we do wines, cheeses, all kinds of things. We have a food truck, lots of fun things over there.
Oh, see, I don't get over there enough. I'm going to have to come over there and check it out.
It's an event.
Okay, it sounds like an event to me. So then with your Costello, I guess it would be the butcher shop is the official name for it. What are your hours over there and when are you all open?
We are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and on Sundays, 11 to 5.
Oh, open on Sunday too. Oh, okay.
Yes,
that's perfect. Okay, so we've got together and you've had this business for some time in the community. But now from what you've told me, it sounds like in your experience, you've suddenly realized there was a great need in the community too.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me about that.
March 15th, 2020, during COVID, I had a dream that our schools were going to be closing and the kids needed to be fed over on the west side. The west side has a big need, and they're kind of forgotten about over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that morning, we woke up, and we started our free lunch program, where I feed every child that comes through our doors, whether they need it or not, so no child knows any different. When they leave me, I did exactly what I was called to do. They leave with a bag, with a breakfast item, a lunch item, and a dinner. So I fed them for the day.
Wow. So they just come to their shop, to the Costello shop?
All day long.
Wow.
Yep. Sometimes we'll see 300 to 400 a day come through our doors.
We get
a lot of kids.
Okay, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's a lot of meals. So how does this work? I mean, how are you making this work financially?
Well, whatever Costello's
obviously a commitment.
Makes, yeah. All our money that we make at Costello's goes back into the community, whether it be feeding them. I sponsor kids. I sponsor all kinds of children's programs. We do community outreach events for them. Anything they need, I try to fill that void.
Now, do they have to live in Santa Rosa County? Is there any requirements involved for the kids?
No, I get people from Escambia and Santa Rosa, actually, and Baldwin County sometimes come. But there's no requirements. I just want to feed them and love them and be a staple.
Oh, somebody just texted in, and you can text in, too, if you have a comment or a question at 850-437-1620. Someone just texted in, we, big L-O-V-E in capital letters, love Costello's, great meats and nice people.
I love that. I love them.
Great meats and nice people. I thought it said rice people, but I got to get my glasses fixed here. Nice people.
I love that.
So if you have a comment or a question, because I have lots of questions.
Sure.
850-437-1620. So we have so many different organizations in our community that do, you know, food deprived and help people
Correct.
In that situation. But now how do you get the word out and how do you decide, or if I was in need, let me put it that way, what would I do to be able to take advantage of your program?
You just come to Costello's. As long as we're open, I'll feed them. The children have to be there to get a lunch so that I know that it's going to them,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting exactly what they need for the day. I have volunteers every single day that show up. They help me make sandwiches, make the lunch bags. We get people that donate from the bread company. We
mm-hmm.
get vending companies that donate treats that help offset the cost of what I'm doing.
So some of the food is donated.
Some
so
of
that's
it
good.
Is donated.
That's
yeah.
good. And then what would be the age range how you would define children?
Anyone in school.
Okay.
I feed high school kids too, but I encourage them to apply for a job with us if
mm-hmm.
they're of working age. I encourage anything that I can do to help further them in
mm-hmm.
life. I just want to be someone dependable for these kids and show them what it means to work hard and be able to provide.
So what moment happened that helped you decide that this was something you wanted to do? Because this is a pretty big goal, I guess. I mean, this is pretty huge to feed all the children. It's not a little
No, it
little
started
prospect.
Out small. It was like 10, 15 people, but that night when I had that dream, God was so clear to me what I needed to do and what I needed to provide. And
so you had a dream about this?
Yeah.
Oh, please talk about that.
So 3:30 in the morning, I woke up, and God had given me the vision. Now, I've lived life without walking with Jesus, and I've lived life with walking with Jesus. And if I ever heard his name again talk to me specifically and call me to do something, I was going to do it, and I heard it. And so everything he told me, I wrote out. I sent it out in a Facebook post before my husband woke up so that
surprise.
I could put it out there real
Mama
quick.
Mama just had a dream.
Yeah. So I waited for him to wake up, and he got up, and I said, hey, we're going to feed the kids. We're going to start feeding the kids for free. And mm-hmm. he was like, we don't have no kids. I said, it's going to be the neighborhood kids.
Wow.
And he said, wow, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
And it started out small, 10, 15 kids, you know, a day, and then it grew. And now mm-hmm. I'm up to 300-400. On Wednesdays, I do 550.
Oh,
every Wednesday, I feed 155 kids through the Salvation Army.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And they all come to the shop?
Salvation Army comes, picks up the lunches, and they bring it back there, and then they distribute it.
So when you package a lunch, what will be a typical package include?
It will have a cereal, a box of cereal. It has a fruit. It has a snack item, a chip item, a juice box. They get their choice of a corn dog or a pizza.
Wow.
They get ice cream.
Wow.
And some milk.
Wow. That is covering all the nutritional bases for
sure,
and the sweet spot.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, hats off to you, Christy. I think that's amazing what you're doing, and hats off to Costello's for taking
this on.
If you have a question, 850-437-1620. I have someone texted in and said, this is amazing. If I wanted to volunteer, how do I go about doing that?
They can call Costello's and ask for Miss Becky. She's there Monday and Tuesdays from 9 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
She'll tell you what we have open and what we have available and what we're looking for. And then, obviously, during holidays, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, we do a lot of outreach where we try to feed box meals to families. I collect toys. We always have volunteer opportunities, and we're always looking for help.
And so what would be a typical day if someone said, okay, I'm free, and maybe I'm retired and I have the time? How early does the day start, getting everything together, or do you do it the night before?
We do it in the morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And then if they're not a morning person and they just want to give back, they can come in the afternoon and actually hand out the lunches to the kids as they come in.
Wow. Okay. So then what's the phone number so that we can get that on the record?
850-741-2823.
850-741-2823. So you can call there to volunteer.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we have a lot of businesses that listen to this radio station. What if a business is going, oh, wow, I'd like to help out, or I could donate? What can they do?
They could call me at the Costello's number, or they can email me at dccostello, Delta Charlie Charlie, Ostello at iCloud.com.
Okay, you're going to need to do that one again.
I will.
Get your pens ready because it's a long one. Here we go.
DC Costello, Costello at iCloud.com.
At iCloud.com.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Do y'all have a website?
We do. It's www.ktf4love. That's the number 4. forlove.org.
KTF, number 4love.org. So this was named for a very special person. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to hear a little bit about how the foundation got the name of Kimberly Tower Foundation.
Love to tell you.
And then I want to hear a little bit more about what this experience has been like for you. So we're talking with Christy Costello with Costello's Butcher Shop in Pace, right?
And Westside, Pensacola.
Westside, Pensacola. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know why I had that.
I wish I had a spot in Pace.
Right. I know. Westside, Pensacola. Sorry about that. So Westside, Pensacola. What's the address?
8190 West Fairfield Drive.
Okay. Definitely Westside, Pensacola. Okay. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. If you've got a question for Christy, just give us a text at 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, talking with Christy Costello from the Costello Butcher Shop, which is over there right on Lillian and Fairfield, so you can't miss it. Got a text in already. It says, my husband and I went to Costello's just this past weekend for the first time and absolutely loved it. Hearing about this outreach makes me even happier that we found them. We didn't want to ask where their meat is sourced from, especially since they have such a variety, but that's a good question.
It is a good question. My husband does a lot of he does all our meat buying and all our sourcing. He does a lot of our meat sourced directly to the farms.
Mm-hmm.
He does Midwest, Upper Midwest. He does a fantastic job. If they ever have any questions, you can call there. Or when you're there, you just stop the bald guy, Darren, and he will He loves to talk about it.
Okay. So we've got a comment in from one of our regular listeners, Catherine. Good morning, Catherine. And she says she is a big capital letters true humanitarian. So that's very sweet.
I love her.
And then we got another question from one of our listeners that says, when a family wants beef for a special occasion like Easter, what type does she recommend? And where does their best beef come from?
Okay. I'm a tenderloin. I love filet.
Okay.
I like the whole tenderloin. That's our upper Midwest source, our upper two-thirds choice. They're fantastic. Darren is really good. Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota. That's where that comes from. I like a whole tenderloin.
Okay, that sounds good. There you go. You got the recommendation. Just need to go over to Costello's at Lillian and Fairfield and check it out. So in the meantime, we are talking about their humanitarian efforts and feeding the children, which is pretty extraordinary. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, that we created a foundation now called the Kimberly Tower Foundation. Tell me a little bit about how that name came, who that is about, and how you came up with the idea.
Sure. Kimberly Tower was my mother. I was raised by my grandmother. She spoke life into me. She was my mom's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught me who Jesus was. She taught me what it meant to love broken people and how to get through that. And you're not stuck. And you're not a product of your environment. You can be anything you want regardless of the situation. My mom did have an alcohol problem. And we had a very rough relationship, let me put it that way.
That can happen.
Yeah. Right before COVID, she had called and said, I'm going to try to tell you this without crying, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
So she had called me and asked to move down to Florida to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said yes, without hesitation. And that's when I knew God was working in me and he was making a way. She moved down, her and my stepdad moved down, and they got a place about 3 miles from us. My mother was here. She got to see Costello's be built, be part of Costello's.
Wow.
She got to see the lunch program, got to hear about my vision. She got baptized, and she was here about a year, and she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer on May 30th, and then she died 6 weeks later.
I'm so sorry.
But the transformation in her was so powerful and so big in my life that I knew I had to do something and tell her story to anybody that wanted to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was born.
Wow. So that is why it's called the Kimberly Tower Foundation. So there's a beautiful story there. And then as you've done this work, I can imagine if you just joined us, we're talking with Christy Costello with Costello's Butcher Shop on Lillian and Fairfield. And if you just joined us, Christy is telling us about the outreach that they're doing by feeding children, over 300 children a day, every day. It's incredible. So my question to you is, you have this dream, you've made a decision to create the foundation. Was there a moment when you knew that this was absolutely, you probably knew all along, but was there a child or a moment that you had that you absolutely know, this really is what I'm destined to do?
Yeah. So every day can be stressful there because you're pinching pennies, you're budgeted, you have the weight of the community on you.
I mean, this is not an easy
undertaking
by any means.
No, we have a fantastic community that comes in, they help, they serve, they shop with us, they support us, but it's still a lot. It's a lot. And I can pull up in the morning, and I have two individuals that come in the morning before school, and they sit outside that door and wait for the doors to open to get their lunch before they go to school. And it's a validation for me. Every single morning I see those two boys.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So if someone would like to help, we're talking with Christy Costello with Costello's Butcher Shop over on Lillian and Fairfield. If you want to help out, she is feeding children every single day. So tell us again, if someone just joined us, how they can help out.
They can call, volunteer, they can donate, you can come in, and I have a free cart every day that's out there. If it fits on my free cart, you have stuff that you want to donate, kids' clothes, kids' shoes, stuff like that. I'm always taking stuff in there. As long as it fits on my cart and my husband don't kick me out because I'm taking over the store.
I guess so.
I'm all for that. I need lots of prayers. We need just continue to support Costello's.
Okay. And what time should people come if there's someone that does know of a child that could use an extra meal or maybe is a difficult situation? When do you kind of open for the kids?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Till when?
Till 6 o'clock.
Oh, to all day. Okay. Yeah. 10
but if
to
I
6.
I have a child sitting out there when I pull up at 9 o'clock, I always serve them.
Oh. Yeah. Now, are you open the weekends too? Every single day.
Every day that we're open, the food's ready for them.
That is incredible. We're talking with Christy Costello with Costello's Butcher Shop over on Lillian and Fairfield. You can't miss it. It's right there from 10 to 6. They are feeding children in our community who are food deprived. And this is just an extraordinary effort. And now they have named it the Kimberly Tower Foundation in honor of her mother. Just got a text in that says, what a wonderful program and a beautiful story.
Thank you.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Christy again to talk more about the Kimberly Tower Foundation and how you can help right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And if you've got a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday, talking with Christy Costello with the Costello Butcher Shop over on Lillian and Fairfield. But we're not talking so much about the butcher shop today as we are about what they are doing for the community. Pretty incredible. They're feeding the children. So tell me, how many a day are you seeing?
I get about 300 to 400. Wednesdays, we do 500 to 550.
Wow. So all of this is done through donations, through their charity, to taking the profits that they make and putting it back into the community,
yes,
which
ma'am.
Is pretty doggone special.
Yes, ma'am.
So how can we help? And talk a little bit about your vision for the future.
The vision for the future is, obviously, I'm outgrowing Costello's.
Sounds like I'm sitting here thinking, how do you get 300 kids in your
Very
shop?
Carefully. Very carefully.
That's a lot.
We need a building. So my goal is to raise enough money to where I can build a building connected to Costello's. We bought the parking lot next to us, and we have the space for this building.
Oh, great. That's half the battle.
It is.
Really.
Because it has everything that we need. Retention pond, grease trap, everything that's
great.
Required to build what I'm looking for. I want to build something on the west side that will have a commissary kitchen in there that allows me to make the lunches that I need, hot foods if I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I also would like a little learning center or a spot where they can come after school. There is nothing on the west side for kids. There is nothing. Perdido Park is far. The kids mm-hmm. can't just walk down Gulf Beach Highway or walk down Lillian Highway, Highway 98. My end goal is to build a building right there on the corner of Fairfield and Lillian, connected Costello's, that allows them to have a spot to come.
Well, I think you can do it.
I'm praying.
I have no doubt. If you are doing what you're doing now, I am absolutely positive that I predict that within the next year, you'll have a building up and running.
God willing, I hope so.
I think so. So if you want to help, how can people donate? Because they can donate for that. They can donate with food. They need volunteers. People can help out in so many different ways.
They can. They can donate online at the ktfforlove.org. You can come into Costello's. You can donate that way. You can call Costello's to set up for volunteer hours if you're looking to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have community outreach. Anyway.
Okay. And then we just got a question from one of our listeners. Mike's asking, does Costello's have a 501c3?
Yes.
So
yes,
that's what the Kimberly.
The Kimberly Tower Foundation is a 501c3.
So you can donate, and
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Tax deductible.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's very important these days.
Very important.
So great question. So this Kimberly, KIMBERLY, Tower, TAUER, Foundation, you do have a website.
Yes, ma'am.
Set up, so you can go there and get more information.
Yes, ma'am.
And then y'all do have a minute or so left here. You do have an event coming up. It's in April, but you know what? Easter's just not that far
away.
Not
that far away.
We're already almost to the end of February.
April 4th, we'll have a community outreach for the children where they come, they get Easter baskets, they dye Easter eggs, face painting. We'll have food for them. We'll have bounce house. Pastor will be out there. It'll be fun. It'll be a good event for them.
That sounds great. So many children and so many things that you're doing. It's really extraordinary.
I love it.
So thank you so much for what
Thanks
you're
for
doing for
me.
The community. It's really awesome. And if you're listening and you have a child or know of a child that maybe could use the help, what do they need to do?
They just come to Costello's Monday through Sunday.
And they don't have to sign anything? They don't
no,
have
ma'am.
To prep ID or anything
no,
like that?
No, ma'am.
And the definition of kids is anyone in school.
That's right.
And even homeschool kids?
Even I get homeschool kids every day. They come for lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. All the time.
I'm not surprised.
Daycares, I get daycare people that
Okay.
come.
Yeah. So if you're listening this morning, what a great cause. What a great effort by the Costello's family. And so you and Darren, is that your husband's
yes,
name?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having this vision to take care of the community. Because believe it or not, there really is the need out there. We don't think of it often, but it really is true.
It's there.
There's quite the need. If you want to get in touch with them, you can go on the website, Kimberly Tower Foundation. Give the email again, just one more time.
The email is dccostello, Delta Charlie Costello at iCloud.com.
Okay. Lillian in Fairfield is where the shop is located.
Yes,
your hours are?
10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5, Sundays.
And they feed the children from 10 to 6 every day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every single
Extraordinary.
Day.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on
for
the show.
Me.
It's an honor to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you want to help, please, there's so many things you could do to help the Kimberly Tower Foundation. Thanks so much, Christy.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a little bit.